I don't have a precise answer, but there's also kind of the ebbs and flows of the kind of night it is, the kind of club it would become. So there's this incredible collection of photos of that were taken in the late 70s of bookies, which was around the time that this would happen. And there's kind of the clientele, the kind of hanging out and sharing a beer and smoking cigarettes together. The gay customer base of bookies was already aging. And I think the kind of time out they might have would be like happy hour. So they're not like hanging out and there for like the peak gay bar times. I think the younger clientele are going to Menjo's, or they're, you know, they might still be going to the Woodward, you know. So I think there are other options. So even the time of day might open up opportunities to where there might not be a problem. This Mike Conboy, who was a bartender at the Deck, which was on Jefferson, right near the Grosse Pointe border in the 70s, would talk about, so during the daytime, it was kind of like a straight neighborhood bar. And then at a certain time, it kind of had a turnover to be a gay bar. This is not uncommon in Detroit. You know, the Woodward had kind of a similar MO. But he talks about, you know, bartending one day and middle-aged couple, and one man, he nudges his wife, "Come on, Martha, let's go, it's time." And then they just wander out, you know, they just kind of know that it's a shared space, and if they're not so comfortable, they take off. So what's interesting is that bookies might have had kind of the reverse of that, and you know, that there's certainly still some nights, you know, if there's a show, a big, you know, during this time, and they still have like big pageants, so someone might be competing to be Miss Bookies. So on those nights, they probably would not schedule